Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 now, and time for our pre-opening report on the commodity markets. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices in the Midwest today are called mostly steady, but there is some uncertainty about packer demand and meat sales through the balance of the month. Terminals are called steady to mostly steady with tops from $37 to $42. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $37. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, February 18th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,389 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $48 to $58, the weighted average $56.38. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39 to $46, the weighted average $43.80. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,880. The base price range was $48 to $61.95, the weighted average $58.35. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.03 to $46.51, and the weighted average was $44.18. See you at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 4th for our all-day agricultural outlook meeting. Registration begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time, and we've got our strongest lineup ever, including nationally celebrated speakers Glenn Ring and Dan Bossi. Full details are on our website at WILLAG.org. 2008 All-Day Ag Outlook Meeting is made possible with support from the Andersons, Cargill, and the Archer Daniels Midland Company. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. And we do have some weather to talk about, especially across South America, where they have some rain. In fact, since we did not speak yesterday, going all the way back to Friday through Sunday, about 80% of Brazil's summer crop areas picked up rain. Minas Gerais was the driest area, central and northern portions of the state getting no rain, and precipitation also limited in western Mato Grosso and central Bahia, as well as Espirito Santo, and in parts of the region from Paraguay into western Paraná into Mato Grosso do Sul. But rainfall did range between 1 to 3 inches for portions of São Paulo to eastern Mato Grosso, and field work was mostly delayed in those areas. Rainfall elsewhere ranged from just a few hundredths of an inch to nearly a full inch, which is not a lot of rain for a four-day period. Highest temperatures Friday through Sunday, mostly middle 80s to lower 90s, and low temperatures were above 60. No big changes in the big forecast, the longer-range forecast for later this week, and rain will be greatest and most widespread during the Thursday through Monday period, when most of the region from Mato Grosso do Sul to Minas Gerais receives repetitive rain and thunderstorms great enough to possibly induce some local flooding. Delays in crop maturation and harvest progress are anticipated, and some heavy rain may also fall early next week in the far northern portions of the nation's crop region. Overall, sufficient amounts of rain will occur over the next 10 days to maintain abundant moist field conditions. And again, that may slow crop maturation and harvest progress. Precipitation will not be frequent enough or heavy enough over the next few days to present any big problems. But this weekend and early next week will produce the greatest rainfall and the most concern over crop conditions. As far as Argentina, yeah, they did pick up some rain there. 70% of Argentina had some rain from Friday through Monday. Greatest rainfall occurred Sunday night and Monday. 1 to 2 inches fell in Cordoba, western Santa Fe, and parts of Santiago del Estero. Portions of Buenos Aires also received the 1 to 2 inch localized amounts, with rainfall amounts elsewhere from a tenth of an inch up to around 9/10 of an inch. No rain of significance fell in central or eastern Entre Rios, northeastern Buenos Aires, or the southern La Pampa region. Highest temperatures Friday through Sunday, upper 80s and lower 90s. Some extremes near 100 in Santiago del Estero, and a few locations in Buenos Aires. Today's forecast, similar to that that we talked about on late last week, rain events currently underway should wind down today and Wednesday. Not much more than 40% of additional coverage is expected. Rainfall amounts generally under a half inch. As far as the U.S., we're still locked into very cold conditions across most of the eastern half of the nation. And as far as precipitation, rain and some snow fell in the southeastern half of the U.S.'s hard red wheat country during the weekend. Moisture totals greatest from north central Texas through Oklahoma and eastern Kansas, some amounts up to almost an inch and a half. Most important precipitation fell in the Texas panhandle. Some amounts there generally between a tenth of an inch all the way up to 1.2 inches further to the east around the Memphis, Tennessee area. Most of the panhandle reported around a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with central and eastern regions being the wettest. The weekend moisture was a boon to dry cropland areas in the southwestern plains, where a welcome improvement to topsoil moisture resulted. Follow-up rain is needed, and some may be forthcoming over the next couple weeks. Crops will respond to the moisture with a burst of new growth as soon as temperatures are warm enough to induce it. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 10.86 and a half, up 4 and a half. Last trade up 12. May, 10.82 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up 9. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 10.26 and three quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade up 11. July, 9.36 and three quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade up 8 and a half. December, 9.49, unchanged. Last trade up 12 and three quarters. March corn opened at 5.14 and a half, down a quarter. Last trade up 5 and three quarters. July, 5.38, down a quarter. Last trade up 5 and three quarters. December, 5.38, unchanged. Last trade up 6. March of 2009, 5.43 and three quarters, unchanged. Last trade up 5. July of 2009, 5.45 and three quarters, down 2 and a half. Last trade up 5 and three quarters. And December of 2009, opened at 5.07, down 1, last trade up 3.5. March beans opened at 13.75, up 1.25, last trade up 24 and 3 quarters. July, 14.06, up 3.5, last trade up 25. November, 13.18, up 0.5, last trade up 19 and 3 quarters. July of 2009, 13.18, up 1.5, last trade up 10 and a quarter. March soybean meal opened at 359.20, up 40, last trade up 590. March soybean oil opened at 58.87, up 30, last trade up 117. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I look at my screen now, and I see crude oil prices almost $3 higher today. That carry over to the grains?
It could easily help the grains, and grains are expected to be a lot higher. Big demand worldwide, worries about having enough of it available. There is some negative news out there, but I think the demand part overshadows the negative news.
What's the negative news?
Australia is going to raise their amount of crop. China's crop on its rapeseed isn't as bad as they maybe thought. And a lot of people that bought hard red wheat last week are going to resell it on the market.
Let's look at particulars then. Begin with the soybeans, which made new contract highs overnight.
Correct. They're talking 15, 20, 25 higher there. Demand. China imported 41% more soybeans last month than they had the year before. But they did import less soybean oil, and that was due to high price.
I was going to ask you, is this little run-up that we're seeing as a result of oil or beans?
I think both. You got meal to feed their livestock, and then oil. They use mostly palm oil, but they do get bean oil in. But it's hit record all-time highs, and that's slowed consumption a little bit in the oil world.
Turn your attention to the corn, which has been in a consolidation period for most of this new year, but now appears ready to look on charge toward a new contract high.
Well, we hit 49 back, 10 days ago, and we backed off to 13. Here we are back up at 44 overnight. That's 10 off the old contract all-time high. And, it looks like we're ready to charge again. If we can't get through it, wouldn't surprise us to back to that 520 area.
What about the wheat market today?
Wheat market, 5 to 15 higher in Chicago. The others weren't up that much overnight, 5 to 8 to 10 in Minneapolis and Kansas City. But, usage is good. We're still in tight supply, especially in the old wheat. New wheat crop, soft, is lots of supply once we start harvesting in the northern hemisphere. But hard red wheat, hard Kansas City wheat, all hard wheats this time of year right now are in very, very short supply, and that's we have great demand for them.
And very quickly, just the calls for the livestock.
25 to 50 lower in cattle, mixed in hogs.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.